Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unlimited Future Show. Unlimited Futures is an organization that has been helping people develop their innate potential to be able to create whatever they choose for many years. It was founded in 1989 by Dr. Bobby Stevens and Dr. Dean Portinga. In this series of programs, the co-founder of Unlimited Futures and our host, Dr. Bobby Stevens, will provide you with insights and techniques for taking charge of your life and begin to create the life you want for yourself. If you missed any of the previous shows, you can get them by going to www.unlimitedfutures.org and click on the latest news, media, or visit www.blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul and search on-demand episodes for the Unlimited Future Show. Bobby has doctorates in both psychology and business. However, the impetus for creating Unlimited Futures was a discovery she made many years ago that totally changed her life and provided her with the understanding that she will now be sharing with us. Dr. Stevens has written a new book entitled Making Sense of the Chaos, A Call to Action. Today, she is going to share with us why we are experiencing all this chaos and, most importantly, what we can do about it. Now, please welcome Dr. Bobby Stevens.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. It's great to be with you today, and I am excited, looking forward to the show. I thought I'd just go over a little bit about some of the things that we've covered in the first. This is our fourth show, and some of the things that we covered in the first shows, in case you missed it. Anyway, the very first show, I talked a little bit about how Unlimited Futures came to be, and Unlimited Futures came to be as a result of an experience that I had a number of years ago when I started asking questions. I started asking serious questions. I had this feeling that there was something I was supposed to be doing, and I didn't know what it was. So I started questioning, what should I be doing? And I didn't get any answers. And so I kept digging, kept questioning, kept thinking about it. And I was doing a number of other things around this, which I won't go into. I explain in all my books. But anyway, one of the questions that I asked was, what is life really all about? Why am I here? What should I be doing? How does life really work? I had this feeling that somehow we were involved in creating our experiences, but I didn't know how. But when I asked that question, it was revealed to me. It was an amazing experience that I couldn't even talk about for a number of years. But I clearly could see how it all works. And I could see that there is just this wholeness and that everything is a part of this wholeness. And what it is, all there is, everything in existence, is just this love expressing intelligently through energy. So on the physical level, everything is energy. On the mental level, we're connected to all intelligence. We are on the physical level energy, and on the mental level, we're connected to all intelligence. And then on the spiritual level, we're love, and we're creators. And I could clearly see that we are creating our own experiences, and all of us together are creating world experiences. And, of course, that's why I wrote my new book, Making Sense of the Chaos, is because I realized that I knew some very important things that everybody needs to know about how we create, because up until, what's actually happening is we create unconsciously, because it's what we believe that moves and forms energy, and what we believe guides our thoughts, and our thoughts and feelings guide our actions, and our actions have consequences which create our experiences. So we are constantly creating our personal experiences and all of us together are creating world experiences. And so we can change them, because there's something very important to understand, too, that there is another principle that says beliefs are simply information that we've accepted as true. And we can change our beliefs, and by changing those beliefs, we will change our experiences and world experiences. And, of course, once we understand how we create, we can begin to create consciously. And we actually, what I could clearly see is that we actually have the power to actually create anything that we choose. And so that's what we want to talk about a little bit today, is how we create, or how we can create the things that we choose, rather than creating unconsciously by simply watching our beliefs manifest. Because we live in an inner world and an outer world, and our inner world is our beliefs, our thoughts, our feelings, and our attention. And that world is causal. But the outer world is just a reflection of what's going on inside of us. So it works quite differently than what we have believed in the past. And, of course, scientists all over the world now are discovering that what we believed in the past simply is not true. And so I get into a lot of that in the book, too. But anyway, today let's talk about how you can actually create the life that you want for yourself. And actually, there's 7 steps in the creative process that I'm just going to quickly go through so you can understand how to create what you want. The first step is clarity. You need to know what you want to create. So you need to be as clear as possible about what you want to create. And the second step is visualization. You need to be able to see it in your mind's eye. You need to get your senses involved. And then the next step is acceptance. And, of course, you would think we could accept what we want, but that's where all our limited beliefs come in, and that is where we have to go in and change our beliefs. If we want to create anything, that's where we have to start, with checking what we believe. And then the next step is focus. We have to focus some attention on it. The next step is becoming quiet and still and listen. And when we do that, we can get some intuitive inspiration, some intuitive guidance. And then, of course, the next step is action. We simply follow through with that. And the 7th step is manifestation. We actually created consciously what we wanted to create. And so that's how we consciously create. And today we have with us, all the way from Prague, someone that has been working with the Unlimited Futures process for a period of time. And so I'm excited to bring him on and talk about his experience. But first, we're going to take a short break, and then we will be right back and talk with Alex.
Wonderful. Well, thank you.
Do you have questions about how life really works, or the role we each play in creating our own experiences, or why you are here and what your purpose is, or how to fulfill your desires? Dr. Stephen says you know the answers to all your questions, including your purpose and how to accomplish it, deep within yourself. You simply need to discover how to access this wisdom. The Unlimited Futures, Tapping Your Inner Wisdom Core Course, provides you with a step-by-step process for discovering who you are, how you function, your purpose, and how to accomplish it. Dr. Stevens created this course as the result of the discovery she made many years ago that provided her with the understanding of how we all create our own experiences and how together we create world experiences. In this course, she provides the same techniques she used to discover how life works, and a process that any of us can use for creating whatever we choose. You can now develop your ability to tap into your own inner wisdom and create the life you want for yourself right in the comfort of your own home. Just go to www.unlimitedfutures.org to get more information about the course and order it so you can get started creating the life you want for yourself today.
Okay, we're back, and we have with us Patricia Maltz, who works with Unlimited Futures, and my co-host today. And then we also want to welcome Alexander Larson from Prague. Hi, Alex.
Yes, hi, Bobby. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so great to be here today. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're thrilled to have you here. So come all the way across the world and talk with us. So thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you. So you're going to tell us a little bit about your experience with Unlimited Futures. I know we've been working, together for a while now, and you've manifested some really fun things. So tell our listeners about it.
Absolutely. So I actually came to know Unlimited Futures through an incident of poor health. And this happened back in 2011. I was working very hard. I lived in Washington, D.C., worked very hard, had a very stressful job. At a certain point in my life, I lost energy. I could not move. I got diagnosed with a chronic fatigue syndrome. And life became very, very difficult and challenging for me at the time. And it got to a point where I approached my supervisor at my job and I said, listen, I think I'm going to file for disability because I am unable to move. I mean, that's how serious things really got. And I do not, of course, believe in coincidences or anything like that. A friend of mine recommended your book, Unlimited Futures, the second edition with the butterfly, the black book, with the butterfly.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I got the book and I got the videos. I started reading the book. I was very, very intrigued and excited about it. And the whole program of the energizers, meditation, and the seven steps and creative process was very, very fascinating. It took me quite some time to actually start doing the program because I was so weak, right? But once I started doing it, just one little step at a time, things got better and better and better. And then at that point, my friend said, why don't you call Bobby? She's very approachable. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. Give her a call, and maybe she will, tell you something, more or whatever. And I remember my very first conversation with you, Bobby, that was in 2012 when I called you. And you said, well, I think you have had a really good start. Why don't you start, and consider doing the core course where a lot more things will get revealed to you. You will go deeper in the creative process and you will understand how creating and working with your choices and manifesting that in your life really works. I was very, very excited about that. At that point, I think I was working with the program for almost a year, and I started to feel better. I would not say it was like complete turnaround, but things certainly got much better. And I remember on our calls with you and Dean, when we were talking, you said, do not expect fireworks from this work, but a gradual fundamental shift in who you are, in knowing yourself, and your personal training and development is what you can expect, and the program certainly delivered that. I did eventually get back on my feet. Thank goodness I got my health back. And when you were listing the seven steps today, the hardest one, really the hardest step of all of them, is number three, acceptance.
Yes.
Really, in my mind, knowing that, one day I will not be bedridden anymore. I will actually be back on my feet and walking. Because everybody and everything around me convinced me that I was sick, I had a diagnosis, chronic fatigue syndrome, and nothing and nobody can help me. and breaking mm-hmm. that belief, really, like information that I have taken as truth, like you say, right? Having
right.
this very limited, breaking this limiting belief was the hardest thing of them all. And once I got past that, you know, listening to my intuition, sitting in the mornings and at night after my meditation, imagining that I'm walking again, that I'm a fully functioning member of the society, I can actually participate in daily activities so many people in this world take for granted, was truly a miracle, and it happened. And then, of course, mm-hmm. I started looking deeper. You know, who am I? What do I want to do? I started reevaluating my job. I worked in accounting and finance. I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to travel. I wanted to see the world. I wanted to go to Europe. I wanted to go to Asia, Japan. I wanted to see how other people live and what I could do in the world and how I could contribute in the world. And, of course, you know, a lot of things happen after that, you know, since 2012. But the journey has been fascinating. I still do it today, every morning. Sick, not sick. Rain or sunshine, doesn't matter. You know, I roll out my mat first thing in the morning, do the program, meditate, get present to who I am, create my life every single day. Every single day. I love it.
It's wonderful. Thank
yeah.
you. That is fantastic. Yeah,
yeah.
I know. Yeah. No, it's been a wonderful, exciting journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, well, let's take another short break here, and then when we come back, and we can talk about it some more, and then we'll open the lines up pretty soon here, and people can ask questions. So if you have any questions, write them down, and then give us a call when we get to that. I'm going to ask Alex a couple questions myself here, and I'm sure Pat has some questions.
Oh, you bet.
We'll take this short break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Do you understand the role you have played in creating whatever you are experiencing in your life? Want to discover how to consciously create the life you want and make a contribution to raising world consciousness? You can get Dr. Stephen's new book, Making Sense of the Chaos, A Call to Action, by going to www.makingsenseofthechaos.com. Learn about what is happening in the world today, why it is happening, and what you can do to help create a different future for all of us. What do you want most in your life? Better health? A better job? A relationship or a better relationship? Peace of mind? A beautiful home? Unlimited Futures is here to help you discover your ability to create whatever you choose. Dr. Stephen's first book, Unlimited Futures, How to Understand the Life You Have and Create the Life You Want, provides a clear understanding of how we create our experiences and how to consciously create the life you want. You will find it on the Unlimited Futures website at www.unlimitedfutures.org. And while you are there, be sure to register for Dr. Stephen's newsletter. It's free, and she gives you lots of continued tips and insights on living a life of choice rather than a life of chance.
Okay, good. We're back. One of the first questions that we ask in our course is, what do you want? And that, of course, is the first step in the creative process, is what do you want? And so when I asked Alex what he wanted, he had an answer. What was
mm-hmm.
it?
Well, I wanted to have good health, the immediate thing, right? And then I did not want to be sitting in the office and doing the same thing every single day. I wanted to travel. I wanted to travel. I wanted to get out of Washington, D.C. and see the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was my answer.
And I believe you've accomplished that?
Oh, yes, very much so. Yeah, I've been traveling since 2015, so I've been on the road for slightly over 2 years. Oh, almost 2 years, actually. At the end of 2015 is when I left, so at the end of 2017 will be 2 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you were originally from Russia, and you were here when you did the course, and you wanted to go back and visit there, and then you had different ideas about places that you wanted to go and things you wanted to do, Right. And it's just exciting to see how you have accomplished those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The reason I wanted to go back is that after so many years of living in the States, I had a few relatives who were left there and they were aging, especially my grandmother. I really wanted to go and support her in her very final years of her life, which I did. She passed away while I was there taking care of her. And then my dad, who was handicapped as well, he needed some attention and help, which I provided, and he passed away this year as well. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, and then I've been traveling since then. So, yeah, I came to Prague, and I'm teaching here. I love it, absolutely love it.
That's fantastic.
So you really get, Alex, how to create a big vision, because that was a humongous vision to travel the world. And so there were no limits on that, I take it?
No.
Did you make a list of countries you wanted to go to? Or
initially I did. And then I said, you know, I talked to Bobby several times about this, and Dean as well. And one of the courses that I did in residence course at the time, I came over and Bobby said, listen, manifestations of reality take a different shape and form from what we actually envision. I mean, the universe just works that way. You know, we certainly can detail and plan out certain things, but in reality, it will happen, but it will turn into something you may not even expect. So I did have a list, and it had quite a few countries in it, and then I dropped the list because I realized that there is some freedom out there, you know, this consciousness, you know, that knows and provides for the best of what I need works, you know, for my benefit. And so I said, you know what, I think that's a good point. Like, traveling the world, I had a few countries, but the list, I think, initially was like crazy. Gosh, Bobby, do you remember? It was like 50 countries or something. It was like huge.
Right, yes.
It was like embarrassingly long. And I said, you know what? No, let's not do that. Let's just kind of create some room here. You know, the universe needs some space to breathe here.
Exactly. Well, we get to choose what we want. We get to choose what it is we want. We just don't get to choose how. We usually don't get to choose timing either. I mean,
right.
We can. This is what we want to do, and then immediately we start getting support. Nature supports us, and nature starts working with us to provide whatever it is we need to fulfill our desires, and then of course it's always leading us into the higher and higher level of growth and expression. So it doesn't usually work out the way we think that it's going to work, but it still works the way that we ask for. We ask, we shall receive. Dean would say.
Exactly. That's what Dean used to say. Exactly right. Yeah.
Yep.
So Alex, it sounds to me like you use one of the steps in your decision making, and that is, and I've heard one of the other graduates of the program say that, you know, she gets a sense that she's supposed to make a left at the corner as opposed to where she originally intended to go, and the next thing she knows, she's exactly where she was supposed to be, only she didn't know it. And that's that intuitive inspiration piece,
very much,
and
so
it sounds like you're listening to that very carefully as you go through this vision journey.
Yes.
Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, like the intuition piece, when we train our mind-body system to become very quiet and still and receive that guidance, is really crucial in the whole process. And it took a lot of doing in my life. I watched television, I listened to music a lot, I was around people a lot. All these modern day distractions that are surrounded me in my life at the time, they had to be turned down. And I learned a lot more about how to deal with that and not waste my energy and my mental capacity, you know, on mindless chatter or Facebook or you know, music that I've heard so many times that just simply out there and distracts me. And actually bringing myself to the place of becoming quiet and still to receive the guidance, that was a difficult task at first to accomplish. And now I don't have a television. I don't even watch, you know, anything or listen to music or something. When I want to, of course, I can just turn it on to enjoy it, actually enjoy a piece of music instead of just being a chatter or background noise that distracts. So that certainly had to be learned. And then also discerning that voice, the intuitive guidance. Sometimes it's so quiet, it's like a little whisper at night. But without being still and quiet, without having a nervous system that's calmed down through doing the energizers, you know, those postures and breathing exercises, sometimes we just don't hear it. I didn't hear it at first. It took some doing, some practice, you know, and then gradually got better and better and better.
It's always there for us. The only thing is you can't hear it over all the noise that's going on in your life. You have to learn how to become quiet and still and listen. And when we learn how to do that, we get intuitive guidance, and it's just amazing how we're directed to do exactly what needs to be done to fulfill our desires.
Absolutely. And as a testament to hearing that intuitive guidance, the next step comes action. It's like, okay, I heard what it is, or I feel like I know what I need to do next, like what you're saying. I think, like, there is a turn here, and I should turn left. And when I take that step, you know, that's like, that seals the deal. You know, yes, I got some guidance, and I followed it. A friend of mine came up to me at a party and said, listen, would you like to go and teach, you know, in such and such place? I said, sure. I had no hesitation. I absolutely knew that that would be the next step, the door that would open to the next adventure, the next big thing for me. Happened last December. I said, absolutely, and here I am. So, I mean, but certainly listening and then acting upon it is crucial. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And coincidence, what we think of as coincidences, but they're not coincidence. It's just guidance. We're in tune with who we really are and how life really works, and it works. But, you know, most of the time we you know, most people don't understand that, and so they miss all the wonderful things that's possible for us because they don't know, and that's what Unlimited Futures is all about, is to help them discover.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Should we open the lines now and see if we have any callers?
We do have a caller, and they're from area code 239. So area code 239. Are you available?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Do you have a question? Yes, we can hear you. Your name?
Okay. Yes, this is Diane, and I'm in Florida. And
hi, Diane.
I love Alex's story. It was so inspirational. And so anyway, I just basically wanted to say thanks for the story. It was fantastic.
Sure,
but,
sure, Diane.
And also, I think, and Bobby, you just expanded a little more on that. But I loved what he said about the noise and the mind chatter and everything. It was refreshing to remind myself to shut out a lot of the noise because we are so bombarded with, just social media, whether it's TV, social media, whatever, and you get so bombarded that you forget kind of, you know, who you are, where you are, in your direction, if you will. So that was so refreshing to hear Alex say that he even went to the extent of no TV. Anyway, I thank you for that. And Bobby, I thank you for reminding us too that that we do need to shut that out so that we can hear our own intuition. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for calling,
quiet.
Diane. That's great. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
We're
you,
learning
Diane.
All kinds
yeah.
of
thank you.
Interesting things. And
thank you.
Yeah. Exit. It's exciting to realize what's actually possible for us and to realize, you know, that most people have settled for so little when so much is possible. Huh? And we're so grateful that we've discovered this and how it works and how we're able to create what we choose.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
So, Alex,
and,
I know,
we know how we can create the lives we want for ourselves, and collectively we can change all the craziness that's going on in the world today, which I write about in my new book.
And
so, Alex, I have a question.
How
important would you rate the energizers and the breathing to your success, to your accomplishing all this?
Essential. Starting my every single day with energizers and breathing, right? Physical exercise. I mean, never hurt anyone, right? I mean, people have been doing physical exercise for millennia, right? And then meditating and becoming grounded and really listening, going deep inside, regardless of what the circumstances of my life are. Like I said, rain or sunshine, doesn't matter. But going deep inside, I can tell you, if I don't do it in the morning, I am a completely different person during the day. Every single morning,
it makes
I
it
wake
makes
up.
A huge difference. In,
huge
in,
difference.
Yeah, and you know, there's two parts to it. There's the how it works, and then there's our ability to work with it. And, of course, that's how we release the stress and get clear and capable of actually working with the seven steps to actually create what we want.
Right.
It's an important, it's very important. It's the stress in our lives that blocks our ability to know who we are and discover what's possible for us.
Exactly.
So we have to get rid of some of that stress, and everything starts coming up roses, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
well,
is our time
ahead.
About
so,
up?
Well,
okay.
Our time is about up, but I'm interested in what we're creating next here, Alex, as a master creator. What's on the list?
What's on the list? Perfect. I can tell you, professional development and making a difference in the world. I am teaching. I would love to become a master teacher. I enjoy doing it a lot. I love my students, you know. It is a very, very rewarding and satisfying experience. I really want to go deeper into that. And making a difference with other people, sharing who I am. You know, I'm not quiet or, you know, reserved, not to mention that I do, you know, energizers in the mornings or I meditate. People ask questions. They do. They're interested. They see a difference. And so, you know, just being who I am and sharing it with the world is what I'm creating next. And then living every day, like, from the listening of what's out there. You know, what is it that I am to learn today? What is opening up? What's the next step? And instead of, like, taking so much charge every single day, actually, you know, going inside and saying and listening to my intuition, my subconscious, what do you want to do next? Where are you headed? That takes some practice. I love it. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new creation. And every day is about making a difference in the world. That inspires me greatly.
Well, wonderful. Are your students? Yeah. Are your students listening to tonight or today?
I don't know.
Will they be?
Actually, that's a great question. But if they're not, I'll certainly tell them about the podcast and where they can listen to it. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it'd be fun to hear what they had to say about what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that would be intriguing. Yeah,
it would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, it's been a pleasure, Bobby.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alex. It was great, and thank you, Pat.
Great
and
to
we
hear.
Will
yeah.
doing another one in when,
2 weeks.
When do we do another one? Not until December 2nd.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got a couple weeks here.
Yeah, right.
And,
So happy
Thanksgiving,
everybody
happy
who's
Thanksgiving.
Celebrating Thanksgiving. And we'll look forward to having another show on the 4th of December.
No, 2nd. 2nd of December.
Okay.
December 2nd. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
You
Alex.
Too.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.